Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. We're going to continue our conversation with former Raiders head coach and quarterback, two-time Super Bowl winning coach, the great Tom Flores, tonight at SB Nation. Oakland Raiders, they are 11-3. They are first in the AFC West. And you were talking about a guy that's very recognizable. You can't miss him, and that's the quarterback in Derek Carr. And you just think about just the history, just over the past 10 to 14 years, the Raiders, they've been at the bottom of the NFL. But what, you know, Tom, what a difference a franchise quarter can make. Just give us your thoughts, your impressions. And we look back at what in 2014, the NFL draft, I mean, the Raiders took Carr the second round, and he was, what, the 36th pick overall?
Yeah, I'm not so sure that if Khalil Mack had not been there in the first round, I'm not so sure that Reggie would not have picked Carr, because Carr, he told me very quietly, he says, he's the best quarterback in this draft right now. This was before the draft.
Wow.
Very quietly. He didn't, there were a lot of guys rated ahead of him. But, you know, the draft is a funny thing because you're drafted, and even though Derek Carr was rated in the first round, mid to late first round, he didn't go to the second round because a lot of teams don't need quarterbacks. So he's just going to bounce and bounce and bounce. And when he bounced into the second day, I thought to myself, I said, Reggie's going to get his guy. And he did. He got them both. He got Khalil Mack and Derek Carr. And then in the third round, got Jackson. All three rookie starters, all through three excellent players.
And what a game changer. And when we talk about Derek Carr, where would you rank him in regards to some of the quarterbacks in the NFL? I mean, is he a top five? Is he a top 10? Is he one of the elite quarterbacks?
Well, I think right now he's in the top 10, no question. I think, a lot depends on how he does from now on. You know, right now he's got the pinky finger that's bothering him a little bit. And it really bothered him on Thursday night 2 weeks ago when they played in Kansas City. It's getting better now. He was much better this last Sunday, and he should be much better this Saturday. So now it depends. You know, quarterbacks are judged on how they play in big games, and these games are all getting bigger and bigger as they go. So we'll see. We'll just see how he's judged. You know, I always said great players make big plays in big games, and the ones I had, it did. And I think Derek's headed in that direction.
Well, he certainly has had a number of winning plays in the fourth quarter, very much clutch player. But I think back to the 2014, the draft, as you know, some of the big names like Teddy Bridgewater and Blake Bortles, you know, they were all selected ahead of him. Why do you think, though, that Derek Carr has been able to thrive in Jack Del Rio's system?
I just think it's interesting. He's a positive kid. Everything he does is very positive. He's always got a smile on his face, very respectful of the game, of his teammates, and he interacts all the time. I watch a lot of these young kids, especially quarterbacks, and I watch them when they're not away from the ball. How do they act away from the ball? Everybody's a little different. He doesn't go and sit and stare, you know, in a space. He's always moving around. He's always talking to somebody, and it's not necessarily the offensive coach, the quarterback coach. It's other players, offense or defense. He's just involved, and he and Khalil Mack have become the two leaders on either side of the ball in just 3 years. They're the leaders, and that's pretty impressive.
Well, how special is Khalil Mack? You've mentioned him several times, and he certainly has had an interesting story in terms of his journey to the NFL. He didn't go to a big-name school. He went to the University of Buffalo?
I didn't even know who he was. I mean, they're talking about, I said, who? Khalil Mack, I said, Buffalo? Buffalo, you don't consider it a major league program, even though they did his senior year. He did play at Ohio State, and had a good, that's when he really made his mark. And they just kept talking about it, and so I just read into him, and I said, Buffalo, and said, okay, his size is good, you know, he does this, that's look pretty good, and then all of a sudden, you watch him play, and it's, wow, this guy's pretty impressive, and then when you watch him live, it's even more impressive, and he's lived up to all the expectations and more.
The Oakland Raiders are 11-3. They are first in the AFC West. They're going to play on Christmas Eve. They're going to host the Colts, and then, of course, they'll finish out the season at the Broncos. Since we are talking about the silver and black tonight and them clinching their first playoff berth since 2002, what does the focus need to be there on that number one priority to finish 2016 big?
Well, right now, you have to, one game, you know, the old saying, one game at a time, it is one game at a time, because Indianapolis is no slouch. You know, Luck is really a good quarterback, and he's able to beat you by himself if he has to. They have a young team, and so you can't take them lightly. They're still in the hunt, so you have to worry about Indianapolis first, and then worry about going to Denver at the last game of the year. And get by those two games, and then see where you are. You get by those two games, you'll have a bye, which is good, because then you get a rest, and then you see where you go to play. And if New England runs the clock too, then obviously everything has to go through New England.
We are quickly running out of time. Tom Flores has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I definitely have to ask you, while you're on the program tonight, there were some individual accolades for the Raiders. They lead the NFL with 7 Pro Bowl selections, 7 of them. And that's the most since what, 94, the most for the Raiders. Just what was your reaction when you heard that? Obviously, it really demonstrates the type of work that they're putting in as an organization and being able to maximize these guys' ability on this roster.
Well, you know, when I picked up the paper and I said, "Whoa, 7," I said, "Wow."
Yeah.
And I was overwhelmed, to be honest with you. So I knew Derek was getting a lot of play. I knew Khalil Mack would make it. You know, and, beyond that, who are the other guys? And then I saw Amari Cooper, and then when 3 offensive linemen were on that list, that made me feel good. That made me smile, because that's the area that I've always pointed to has to be solid. And that's pretty impressive when those 3 guys made the list.
Tom, you are a 2-time Super Bowl winning coach. What does your gut tell you? I mean, you got a feel about this, a sense? I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be right here in Houston. We'd love to have you in studio. We would love for you to come. Do you think it's going to happen? You think they'll be here?
I don't know. Let's get into the playoffs, and then I'll give you a feel. It depends on how we handle the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. It depends on how we handle that, and anything can happen. You know, I've been there and as a wild card. I've been there as a number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Been there as a player. So there's a lot of things that's going to happen along the way. You have to play solid. You have to stay healthy, and you have to have a little bit of luck along the way.
My final question for you is, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about the potential relocation of the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas. What is your belief in terms of that? Do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. I didn't think it was going to happen. I'd say it's about a 50-50 right now myself. You know, I don't know what goes on behind the closed doors of the negotiations. I do know that, you know, my feeling is the Raiders belong in Oakland. I think the league feels they belong in Oakland. Even the Davis family, and the ownership months ago, said they don't want to leave. They don't have to. But they might not have a choice because the city of Oakland is not coming up with any answers, and it's an economical situation right now. You know, the 2 worst stadiums in all of pro sports are in Oakland and San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and that shouldn't be.
It would certainly be devastating to the fans, and I would assume to yourself as well. You want them to stay right there. What an honor to have with us tonight on this Christmas weekend, Tom Flores, Raiders great and 2-time Super Bowl winning coach. Thank you so much, Tom.
You're welcome anytime.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Come on back.